Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
We generally need to spend anywhere between 6 and 10 hours a night asleep. Researchers and psychologists actually posit that the primary reason that we need to do this is to actually rest our brain, which is working all the time and doesn't get a break during daylight hours. Not surprisingly, what worries us during the day actually gets magnified at night when we retreat to our inner world and where we actually seek out that space to rest ourselves. Interestingly, nighttime, when you think about it, is actually positioned between one day and the next. And so what we're actually worried about in the coming day or the coming days is also just as likely to cause difficulty when it comes to actually getting to sleep and to cause people to have sleepless and interrupted nights. The other thing that happens quite a lot and is really, really common is that when we catch ourselves not being able to sleep, this becomes a really easy cause of frustration because we start to tell ourselves how much we need sleep. We then start to worry about what the ramifications of not sleeping will be. And while that frustration comes from a very understandable place, unfortunately, as most people will probably recognize, the frustration actually is a stress state and so actually stimulates us and makes sleep much less likely. As we lay there and we get frustrated by recognizing that we're not sleeping, we tend to spend more time thinking about that. We get increasingly frustrated. We're more likely to have almost catastrophic thinking. So we think about the ramifications of not being able to sleep. We start to magnify those. We worry about what it's going to mean for our performance the next day at work. Many athletes worry about not getting a restful night's sleep and not being able to play well or perform well the following day. Students commonly feel that their inability to rest will actually cause them to actually fail or not do as well as they could do in their coming exams in the next day. And all of these things actually boost our experience of anxiety and make sleep a lot less likely. What can you do if this is something that you recognize for yourself? The first thing is to, as much as possible, spending a bit of time considering this during the day and the routine that we have set up, how we are during the day, in a lot of cases actually defines how well we sleep at night. So the first thing is keeping the bedroom as primarily as a sleeping room. So ensuring that computer use isn't happening in the bedroom or in bed in particular. You're not watching TV in bed. That preferably that work phones and work computers and things like that could actually be kept outside of the bedroom altogether, because all of these things are stimulating things that feed into our sense of worry. Looking at our exercise routine and how we eat. Exercising is associated with increased and good quality sleep, but only if it occurs during the day. If it occurs later in the day, our body stimulates our mind and then we have difficulty sleeping. Big meals in the hours leading up to bed can also cause issues. The last strategy is also to keep the hour before bed set aside as a restful and relaxing hour, where maybe people report that reading or journaling is something that's helpful for them. But some of those stimulations like video games, computer use, television watching and things like that are removed in that hour. And that's actually giving you the best chance to tap into your body's natural rest and sleep patterns. If you are having issues and difficulties actually getting to sleep after about 15 or 20 minutes, the best advice is actually, if you're unable to sleep, to actually get up and go and do something, which again gives you the opportunity to tap back into those rest cycles. So some breathing exercises, some progressive muscle relaxation, a hot bath or a hot shower. Again, trying not to engage with those stimulating activities, maybe reading for a little bit and just helping give yourself the opportunity to kind of rest and relax again. And when you feel like sleeping, go on and trying again. So consider your daily routine and your waking hours and their impact on your sleeping hours. Good night, sleep tight this week with Mind Games.